The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now, this is interesting. I didn't know that you could make money on something like this. Did you know that somebody is set to make an absolute killing by selling the domain name Ebola.com? Did you know people, I guess I knew people did that. I just didn't even think to do that. Apparently, there's a John Schultz who lives where I live in Las Vegas. I'm not where I live, but he lives in my hometown. Apparently, he monitors a number of disease domains, and he bought, back in 2008, Ebola.com. He now thinks he could sell Ebola.com for $150,000. That's a lot of money. He owns BirdFlu.com, H1N1.com, as well as a domain for Chikungunya, and another Ebola-like Marburg virus. He paid $13,500 for the Ebola.com domain 4 years ago and has been waiting for the moment to sell. He said Ebola.com would be a great domain for a pharmaceutical company working on a vaccine or cure, a company selling pandemic or disaster preparedness supplies, or a medical company wishing to provide information and advertise services. He's 100% right. He's 100% right. See, I've used, you know, website domains. You buy it for what, you know, $29 a year or $1.99 a month or whatever. I don't know if you think, you know, DrDahlia.com. Somebody has DrDahlia.com, without the H at the end. But luckily nobody had my spelling. So I was able to get DrDahlia.com. I know, boy, is that valuable. They say there could be many other applications as well. With so many people concerned about the disease, any advertisement referring people to Ebola.com to get an excellent response. He was interviewed by Washington Post about, people were like, are you sure that's kind of a lot of money? He's like, no. We're already doing 5,000 page views a day just because people are going to Ebola.com to figure out what's going on. Now, apparently he also owns Terra.com, PotassiumIodide.com, probably after Fukushima, right? PotassiumIodide.com and Fukushima.com. I don't know if he ever made money on those. I get very nervous. Oh, very nervous of making money on the expense of others. I don't like thinking that I would be making money off somebody vomiting and having diarrhea or having the potential to die. That's got to be the hardest part of me being a doctor. I don't like to think that I benefit from that. How I look at it, this is how I sleep at night. How I look at it is I am making people better, God willing, of course, with God's help, and that is a service. I provide a needed service, okay? But I hate to think that I would be benefiting from this. So, no, I would not probably have a website, right, where as soon as there's a natural disaster, you know, but boy, these are commodities. I mean, imagine that being your job. You buy up domains and then you sell them. People do that. People go all the time. They go, you know, do you want hotdoctor.com? Do you want sexydoc.com? I go, no, because people will probably sue me for false advertising. No. You know, if you want to do middle-aged doc that needs an upper lip wax.com, that I could probably, you know, justify if I was ever taken to court. But no hotdoc.com, nothing like that. That's stupid. That's not what I want to be. But people do that. People are always trying to shoot that out. All right, so if you guys, I just want to know, though. I mean, if you were worried about an illness, would you go to blank.com? See, I find that very fascinating. I search by Google. I put Google search and I Google search Ebola. And then all these websites come up. Now, I understand there's a way to get your website up higher than somebody else. There's some magic. People sell stuff and your website gets to come up first than something else. That happens. I don't know how that happens, but apparently there's some little algorithm or something where people can do that. But I mean, if I was worried about, you know, cholera or sickle cell, I would type in sickle cell. Usually a WebMD or a Mayo Clinic would come up. Usually the most commonly search engines come up, or those that are big, those hopefully would go to Wikipedia comes up. But I wouldn't go sicklecell.com because I'm already expecting a lot of these website.coms are just to sell stuff. Okay, I've gotten fooled. All right, if you go to drdahlia.com, you get me. Okay, that's because luckily I got that. But, you know, so I don't know. What I would recommend, and the reason I'm spending time on this, is if, God forbid, you have a disease, I wouldn't go to thatdisease.com, vaginitis.com. You know, I would, you know, impotence, I wouldn't do that. Because, again, you want to get unadulterated, biased information. And I'm not trying to ruin it for this guy. If this guy can make under $50,000 on Ebola.com, it's just I hope he chooses to sell it to somebody who will, you know, be worthy. Because I don't want it going to somebody who is going to have some, I don't know, snake oil. And people will go to Ebola.com. Get a lot of you guys, unfortunately, you fall for some of these websites. And you bring in information from the website. And I look at the font. I look at the colors. I look at the exclamation points. Why are there exclamation points on a website? Now, I may put exclamation points on my website because I'm like, you know, yay, that's what I didn't get fired today. Yay. Okay, I like the exclamation point, but I'm not selling you anything. Oh, although we do have health products on the website. I forgot I do. I got to visit my website. I forgot there are health products. Sorry, my bad. But not on the first page. Okay, whew, close one. I forgot. Yeah, I'm selling health products from longevity. I gotta behave myself. What was I saying? Okay, yeah. So people will come in and they'll show me the website and they'll be like, okay, look, you know, this is what this says. And I go, this is like a fake, I don't want to say fake site. I go, you gotta pick a site where the font is very kind of thin, nothing bolded. Not a lot of exclamation points, not a lot of passion, because medical journals and medical articles are boring. The more boring it is, the more true, I think. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DR-SELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't talk about my personal life too much because most of you guys don't really care, but I have to bring something up. You know, I come home every day, and he's there. And he's home, and I think he just takes me for granted, you know? I come home, and, you know, I say hi, and, you know, he acknowledges I'm there. But, you know, I'm the one that always has to, you know, institute the love. You know, so I try to come over, and I try to give a kiss. And, you know, the kiss is there, but I don't really feel the feeling mutual, you know? You know, so throughout the night, you know, I try to make conversation, try to cuddle. And he just sometimes just doesn't want anything to do with me, you know, until I bring up, you know, time to eat. Then, of course, he runs on all fours to get something to eat. Shows a little bit of love there, maybe kind of rubs against my lower legs, right? Feed him a little bit, you know, feed him his very special meat cutlets, okay? Then I bring him to the studio. Of course, I'm talking about my cat. And, oh, you're mad. Go say something to them. Tell them how you break my heart. Oh, he's mad. All right, anyway. This cat, and he's male, of course, he just breaks my heart. He makes me feel like I am the most unwanted. And I, you know, honestly, we're breaking up. I'm done with it. I cannot live with a man that treats me like that. Now, I don't know. My husband's never around, so I, you know, of course I have to look for love, you know, and cuddles and, you know, sniffs from my cat. And the cat just, you know, just takes me for granted. I'm sick of it. Anyway, sorry. Shaggy Boo was supposed to be a guest today, keep me company, and unfortunately he's just, you know, giving me the evil eye. All right, let's talk about chewing gum here. Chewing gum before surgery is something a lot of us do because we don't want to have bad breaths when the anesthesiologist starts to intubate us. Now, the anesthesiologist has to put us under, right? And he has to find our trachea, okay? You got the epiglottis there, right? You know, flipping between the esophagus and the trachea. So he has to find the trachea and he has to intubate. It's really cool. If you've ever intubated a patient, it's like really cool. It's really fun, especially when you get it right. It's not cool when you miss it. But anyway, and then you check, et cetera. All right, well, a lot of times I get kind of nervous, and I chew a little piece of gum. You're not supposed to before, and I've had a lot of surgeries. You know, like, all right, you know, because I want to have good breath. Okay, you know, they always say NPO. Okay, so you're not supposed to eat. Okay, so it's NPO, you're not supposed to eat, you're not supposed to, you know, I'll still brush my teeth and chew some bubble gum, but the reason why is they were worried that you would asphyxiate during surgery. You're going to be under. And so if you get reflux, rather than you swallowing it back down or coughing it up, you're under anesthesia, you could unfortunately aspirate something because you're unconscious. So they tell you no gum, nothing, to play it safe. Some of us, we aren't intubated during an endoscopy or colonoscopy. We're given propofol and we're heavily sedated. Again, told NPO. Well, luckily now they say it is safe to chew gum while you're fasting before surgery. The study looked at 67 patients who underwent gastrointestinal endoscopic procedures. About half the patients were allowed to chew gum until just before the start of the procedure. Oh, that would be me. I'd be like popping bubbles. With no limit to the amount of the type of gum or duration of chewing. The other patients did not chew gum. The patients who chewed gum had significantly increased volume of fluids in the stomach, mind you, because, you know, things were kind of, you know, triggered and the body was getting ready to digest. But it was still safe to administer sedatives or anesthesia to those patients. This was presented Sunday at the American Society of Anesthesiologists in New Orleans. If you ever want to be around a group of guys that have fun, it's your anesthesiologist. These guys are fun. I dig an anesthesiologist. If I didn't marry Corey, a chiropractor, I would have married an anesthesiologist. They say the effect of chewing gum, and they're now in New Orleans, partying it up. The effect of chewing gum on fasting has been a subject of debate. I've been debating it all the time. And unsuspecting patients who chew gum before surgery may face cancellation or delay of their procedure. That sucks. So they found that chewing gum, even though it may increase saliva and gastric fluids, it will not affect the stomach acidity in a way that will increase the risk of complications. So now they're saying they'll probably allow more and more people to chew gum. And I know some of you are like, well, wait a second, that's just 67 people. You know, I mean, is that enough proof? Well, they're getting started on this fecal pill. You're going to be preferring gum in your mouth over this. Wait till you hear this. Frozen fecal matter that's swallowed like a pill. Oh, Lord have mercy, I'm going to vomit. Appears effective against a recurring and sometimes deadly bacterial infection that we know to be C. diff, Clostridium difficile. A trial of this approach, I don't know if I could get through this article, involving 20 people with hard-to-treat Clostridium difficile infections, yielded a success rate of 90% with no sign of relapse during the two-month study. Patients took 15 pills on two consecutive days, I hope they were allowed to chew gum afterwards, of specifically prepared fecal matter that was collected from healthy donors. I wonder if they would pay me. You know how much money I would make donating fecal matter? I had a bunch of baba ganoush and hummus last night. I wonder how much they pay. I could probably stock a whole Walgreens chain with these fecal pills. Anyway, patients took 15 pills on two consecutive days. 14 saw immediate improvement, while 4 others needed a second cycle 1 week later. Oh, poor guys. The pills may provide an alternative to, they say, way to more difficult fecal transplants, like nasal tubes, colonoscopies, etc. So if you have Clostridium difficile, which happens with antibiotic overuse, it's an opportunistic infection that decides to take advantage while you're taking antibiotics, these bacteria decide to take over, and then they're very hard to treat with antibiotics. So what you need to do is you need to replenish your flora. You need to replenish the bacteria. And if you don't have enough bacteria in the bowel, what they have to do is turn to a donor. The study released Saturday by the Journal of the American Medical Association involved patients who range from 7 to 90. I would really like to see the researcher who was able to get a 7-year-old to swallow these pills. All had suffered at least 2 episodes of C. diff infections that were so severe they landed in the hospital, or 3 episodes of a milder disease. So these are people who were really, really desperate. I don't blame them. The infection leads to a quarter of a million, I'm still almost gagging, a quarter of a million hospitalizations and 14,000 deaths each year in the U.S. Recurrences happen in 30% of patients after a first infection, 60% after 2 or more. So this is huge. All right. Now, the NG tube was the way we discussed last week. Remember, or last year, where a tube goes through the nose, an NG tube, it's nasogastral. So the tube goes up into the nose, down to the stomach, and then they pass the fecal matter up into that tube. And you better hope there are no microscopic openings in that latex rubber tubing. Well, I'm sure it's of a different material. All right, anyway. Now, who were these donors? Okay, who are these heroes? These donors were very thoroughly screened. They had to be a healthy weight, have no inflammatory conditions, and be taking no medications, including antibiotics, for the last 6 months. Their stool was collected, blended, mixed with medical-grade IV fluid, put through a sieve, and then into capsules. Somebody asked for a birthday cake, and they decorated it with the frosting. The capsules were twice coated with a special substance to keep them from dissolving in the stomach, and then they were frozen. You guys thought Swiss Miss pudding bars were yummy. The pills were designed to open once they leave the highly acidic stomach. Ultimately, hope was for a freeze-dried pill or a super probiotic that is using bacteria grown in the laboratory. The problem is once you tell a patient that they are swallowing a fecal pill, I don't think the pharmaceutical company is going to make a lot of money. If you freeze-dry probiotic, somebody may take that. That's a little bit easier to stomach, no pun intended. Now, colonoscopies, enemas, you run the risk of it not taking, right? You try to advance a colonoscopy up there, and then you want the bacteria to sit and get there. You need this bacteria to migrate like it has done since you were born. The migration part of it seems to help the maturity, the advancements, the propagation. Bacteria don't want to be just thrown on something and grow. They like to kind of move there, get a feel for it, right? Like the wife. You can't just take the wife and say, okay, we got this house, right? You just, they're just like, go away. It's like, no. I got to change the curtains. I want to put the bed over here. No. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have Connect Pal. That's a way for you to connect, get some one-on-one medical advice, a lot more personal than we've done it before. Get a subscription, not expensive, but you're going to like it. Something we're trying out right now, and we're really, really happy with the response. And just seems to be more organized, and it helps me because, you know, I've been kind of thinking about, you know, how I can help you guys. For those of you that can't afford to go to the doctor, but you want someone to look at a rash or someone to look at a mole or someone to whatever, even though I really, really think things need to be felt, things need to be touched, and you need that one-on-one, It would be very, very interesting to see how this works and if it actually helps save lives, because I can say, no, you got to go to the doctor or whatever. Subscription's only $4.99 a month. Please check that out at connectpal.com and look up Dr. Dahlia. All right, so what do we have here in terms of headlines here? Okay, so it looks like the Texas nurse who did contract Ebola, Nina Pham, is doing better. They say she is doing better. We don't have too much data on what's going on, but, you know, she was the one that was completely fully covered and was exposed, as well as 70 other hospital workers who took care of Thomas Duncan. After Thomas Duncan died, or while they were treating him, they were told to watch for fever, watch for any symptoms. When she did notice symptoms and a fever, she notified hospital personnel and now is being treated. So far, she's doing well. That's a good sign. From what we understand, she's receiving Dr. Brantley's blood. Dr. Brantley is the one who was the first Ebola survivor here in the United States. When we brought him over and treated him with ZMAP. ZMAP were the monoclonal antibodies that were built, that were made, and it worked. So now if his blood is immune, everybody's taking his blood. So he's donated, yeah, it's probably the most wanted blood out there. You thought you'd be O positive is a commodity. It is, but so is this. Now, apparently in Portland, Maine, there is a hospital being held for observation as a potential case for Ebola. We don't have any information about the patient or his travels or condition, etc. Right now, no confirmation of Ebola, but right now, Maine Medical Center is using policies developed by the World Health Organization, they're saying, and they are, just as a precaution, observing him. All right, this isn't the first one since the whole Dallas issue, okay? There have been a couple others that have been being watched. We've been hearing of people being cleared, and unfortunately, we did hear of a case in Germany where somebody had died. Unfortunately, in Germany, they've been treating three people, one of which have died. We understand that the other two are okay, are doing better at this time. So we'll keep you posted as we get more information, and stay tuned. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DLC-DALI. They say broccoli is showing promise for autism symptoms. This is very interesting. They say a compound extracted from broccoli sprouts may improve some social and behavioral problems that affect people with autism. They had a small study looking at 40 teenage boys and young men with autism. Now, it's not obviously a magic bullet, according to WebMD, but this was very, very interesting. They said where they found a positive response in their behavior and social skills, they're talking about the sulforaphane. It's naturally found in broccoli and other cruciferous vegetables. I know a lot of us like to hide from vegetables, but this broccoli, I got to tell you, you know, we hear about so many things with broccoli. It helping arthritis, it helping prevent cancer. I mean, a lot of vegetables do, but broccoli really seems to come up to the forefront, maybe because a lot of people eat it. I don't know. So anyway, they said one-third of those treated with the compound did not have a positive response, but two-thirds did. All right? The chemical has been widely studied for its potential benefits against cancer, this sulforaphane. The study was published in the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences, and the researchers chose to test this as an autism therapy. Now, why broccoli sprout? Well, they said that in some children with autism, like repetitive behavior, they say this is called the fever effect, where problems such as repetitive behavior temporarily fade when the child has a fever. The researchers theorize that improvement stems from the fact that fevers will trigger a heat shock response. This causes a cascade of events designed to shield the body from stress, and sulforaphane has been found to spark this heat shock response. I've never felt warm eating broccoli, but I guess compounded. They took 44 boys and young men aged 13 to 27 with moderate to severe autism, gave them the sulforaphane capsules or identical looking placebo, and then the parents reported their behavior. Now, autism affects now 1 in 56 boys. That is a lot. All right, now, various degrees of the autism spectrum. We have kids with Asperger's that have never been diagnosed with autism, have Asperger-like symptoms, which is very, very mild autism. Those all count. in that number. But we are seeing it more and more and more. We discuss on the show distinct facial features. Many of them are brunette, dark eyes. They're gorgeous kids in terms of the eyes being wide and them having a large inner canthi space. Certain vertical measurements seem to, and proportions seem to be with the face. Very, very interesting. And a lot of these kids I notice are brunette with short hair, high bangs, and many of them glasses. You've seen them, brunette kids, very round faces. Not fat, not overweight, round faces. The bangs are short. You know, it's interesting. I wonder if they're studying why do parents, why do these kids have very similar haircuts? I'm wondering if maybe kids with autism or Asperger's don't like the bangs near their eyebrows. Maybe parents find that when the hair is short, it's easier. Maybe the kids like that. But it's interesting. You see a lot of these Asperger kids with very similar haircuts. I've been just noticing that. It's almost like now if I see a kid that looks like that, you know, it seems to fall into that. And I'm not saying there's supposed to be a phenotypic expression of Asperger's or mild autism, but there was a study that looked at that. And I was like, I thought there was another one that kind of saw that too. So anyway, broccoli extract, interesting study. You know, many people have found that when you look at the diet, you could control a lot of behavior issues. I think they're right about that. The problem is how do you get an autistic or Asperger kid or any kid for that matter to eat their broccoli or eat their vegetables? We are looking for a pill. We are looking for a medication, something to give in pill form. Some of you asked about Juice Plus. Juice Plus, very interesting product where it's like vulcanized vegetables dehydrated down into capsules. It looks good. Looks interesting. I don't particularly sell it or anything. But any form of vegetable that's pulverized down and into a capsule, I think is, you know, possibly the next best thing, which is one of the lines that Juice Plus uses, because a lot of people won't take the vegetables. Taking it in that type of form. Now, mind you, they're going kind of crazy with these pills, just like with the fecal. But again, if it's a way to get it swallowed. When we come back, we're going to talk about a nurse arrested for killing her patients who annoyed her. We'll talk about what she's being accused of. Also, a smoker's leg, somebody who smoked, his legs were nearly, quote unquote, torn off after an e-cigarette exploded like a grenade. You'll look at this, and it looks like he came from a war zone. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Sally.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this was a shock. David Aspinwall had switched to e-cigs for his health. Okay? Unfortunately, the device blew up and quote-unquote nearly blew his legs off. Apparently, it overheated and exploded. He's 48 years old, and there was even a fire that took apart, it took part in his apartment. He has spent 9 days in the hospital recovering. When you look at his legs, the flesh is torn. It's pretty bad. This is whoa. So apparently he claims that the medics, you know, said this looks like a bunch of bullet wounds, shrap metal, etc. He is going to need skin grafts over the next few years. He said what had happened is while he was holding it, it was glowing and it burned. He dropped it because it was starting to burn him and then exploded. He said there was lots of blood, a huge hole in one leg, and a gash in the other. It could have blown my head off, he said. The surgeon said it was like someone had used a gun. Okay, now I am a huge fan of people getting off smoking. I am, right? Because I'm a huge fan of people, you know, being proactive about their health. I do not want you guys dying from something exploding. You know, it blows my mind when I hear of these e-cig cases. There was another one where something went on fire and almost burned down an apartment. I don't understand how these things can do that. But apparently, if some of them are made haphazardly, maybe made out of the country, not with, you know, the same standards that we may use, I don't know. All right, let me see. There was apparently a gentleman who died, I believe, in England, 62-year-old man in August. It was Great Britain's first death from an exploding e-cig. You guys have to be careful, okay? Some of these, what it may be, is a third-party charger. This is interesting. I didn't realize about these third-party chargers. I have an iPhone, and I'll get an iPhone charger, and I have no idea that it was a third-party charger. And then all of a sudden, my iPhone goes, this part does not, like, work with this accessory or something like that. And I get this warning. I'm like, what are you talking about? I bought an iPhone charger. So you start to charge things with things that don't go with it, which, by the way, is dangerous. I think we need to make a rule. And I understand the company wants to make money. I get that. I understand these companies want to make money on their chargers, etc. But unfortunately, there's safety issues. And if your product is going to blow up because it is being hooked on to another charger, or your product is not going to work, then you need to give us warnings. All right? Now, I know it probably says only used with, like, my iPhone, Apple products, or the e-cig, only used with that. But mistakes will happen. Someone's going to be like, oh, my gosh, you got to charge it. Let me borrow your charger. Can't do that. That's why I got so gosh darn mad when Apple changed with its newer iPhone a different charger. So now we had all these other chargers that we could use with all our Apple stuff, and then it would have worked. And then all of a sudden now we're having problems where we have to run and buy a different charger, and it's third party. Apparently, there was a fireman who said there were toxic smoke coming out of one of these, and it, God forbid, could have hurt the kids that were sleeping who breathed it in. So I don't know much about e-cigs and how they work and why they would explode. I understand there's a heating element, makes the liquid into a vapor, and you smoke it. That's the way it should be. It shouldn't really be very confusing other than that. But unfortunately, there may be something that is igniting, or they're in their bat, or maybe somebody in the manufacturing process is trying to have a good laugh. But this is some serious stuff. So if you do have e-cigs, you got to be careful. Another thing you got to be careful, this is very interesting. There's, I believe this is in Italy. Italian police are investigating a nurse suspected of killing at least 38 of her patients because they or their relatives, quote unquote, annoyed her. Daniela Poggiali, 42 years old, was initially charged with murder over the unexpected death of an elderly patient. Apparently, Rosa Calderoni had been admitted for routine illness, but a post-mortem examination found high levels of potassium in her bloodstream. Prosecutors think the nurse, Poggiali, from northeastern Italy, injected the potassium. And they think that she killed possibly 37, they're reviewing now 37 other deaths, 10, quote-unquote, very suspicious. Now, this is frightening, all right? I mean, you see this stuff in movies where the bad guy sneaks into the patient room and then injects something into the IV. That is some frightening stuff. I always tell people, if you're ever worried about your care, you make sure you have somebody visiting and at your bedside. And a lot of people do this, where they have people take turns, etc. However, many of these places have visiting hours. And when the visiting hours are over, you need to leave. All right. Now, I'm not saying somebody's going to be there and you know, killing your loved one with an IV. I mean, look at the thousands upon thousands of people each minute that are in the hospital right now. And again, this happened in Italy, but still pretty, pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many sports people will drink, or athletes will drink, these sugary sports drinks, right? Because it helps, quote unquote, increase their performance. All right. They found, however, that this could cause athletes to, quote unquote, slow down if they're very high in carbohydrates. Plus, they say tooth decay affects up to 75% of elite athletes, according to a study where they looked at the London 2012 games. They say a third of the medical problems at these games were dental. They said also many athletes are having trouble controlling their weight because of the sugar in these sports drinks. Now, you know, we've been talking about how water can very, very rarely be dangerous. When you're exercising to that degree, and there's a lot of heat, and you're unfortunately sweating a lot, right? When you just drink water, you could run the risk of hyponatremia, even though before Gatorade, we all drank water, and that seemed to help us and do what it needed to. But now with the advent of Gatorade, we've been seeing a very big push in people getting their quote-unquote electrolytes. Now, electrolytes are good. I'm a huge fan of electrolytes. Good for you. But you got to look at the sugar component of this. And you got to make sure that no matter what, you're always brushing your teeth. You're always rinsing it out. What I like about water is it seems to help cleanse a little bit. It's not as good as toothbrushing, but at least when you drink water, you're cleaning off some of your teeth. So definitely something to check out. All right, now, pink slime in our burgers. That came out and was a PR nightmare for McDonald's and I believe some other fast food places. Well, apparently McDonald's has allowed cameras inside one of its food factories to put an end to the rumors that their Big Macs and Happy Meals and sandwiches are made with pink slime. All right? They are showing that their meat is made of sirloin, cuts of chuck, cuts of regular beef. There's 400,000 pounds of meat per day, and the burger patties are 100% beef. That's what the cameras are showing. So there's a new campaign. It's called A Journey Called Our Food, Your Questions. They say we want to open up the doors and let our customers ask us any questions they have and give them answers. And you see the meat. You see, now, you don't know if everybody behaved themselves that day, but they said, no, they are not using pink slime. I guess it had additives that was used in the burgers, you know, kind of added kind of like a substrate. All right, but they say no more pink goop, no pink slime, people. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.